This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy mother of Aunt Jemima, black Democrat voters are racist. Who knew? They're racist against other black candidates. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, where we do not allow racism. We do not allow identity politics. Do we talk about black stuff? Do we talk about white stuff, Latino stuff, Asian stuff? Do we talk about religious issues, women's issues, whatever? Absolutely. Because that's what Democrats like to talk about. That's what they like to demagogue. Dem. D-E-M should be a dirty word if it begins with anything. Democrat. Crapocrat is what it really means. Black folks don't want to vote for other black folks. Cory Booker, I said this on the last program. Cory Booker complaining that he didn't qualify for the debate. Neither he nor Julian Castro qualified for the next debate. They didn't qualify for the November debate. They aren't qualifying for the December debate. So they're mad. We need to relax the rules. No. Hey, Corey, here's a suggestion. Black people love to vote Democrat. You're black. Black people say things like, vote your color. You're one of the last guys standing in the black way. You and Deval Patrick, because Kamala Harris is gone. That other Negro is gone. So why aren't they voting for you? That's what you should be asking yourself. Let me give you the answer. They're voting for Trump. Yeah. Donald Trump in the house. Trump, Trump, Trump. Cory Booker complaining. Black folks ain't getting that vote out for him. Can't make him qualify to get get to the debates. All he's got to have is 200,000 people that have donated to his campaign and be at 4% in a poll or two. That's not a ton. Look, I know there are a lot of candidates. Most people don't even know them. You are a high-profile, light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect, and he can't get no traction. He can't get traction. Why? Because black Democrats, I just said it earlier, pay attention, are racist against other black people. Oh, man. It has to be true. Four black candidates who got no black love. But it gets worse. Here's what Front Page noted. Buttigieg just launched his big outreach tour to black voters, and he's made some headway. I love this story. He's gone from zero to 2% among black voters in the Q poll. I think it's a Quinnipiac poll. Booker has been compulsively claiming that he's not making headway or showing up on the debate stage because of racism. So what Cory Booker said, for you that didn't catch the show the other day, shame on you, is, by the way, you can get it at KJRadio.com. But anyway, Booker says that, well, we need diversity on the stage for the Democrats. Why? 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 What is it going to bring? You had a black president leading into Donald Trump's first term. You had 8 years of a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. I call him baby black Jesus. You had him for 8 years. Right? Democrats have four black folks to choose from. Three initially. One that wasn't a big name. Out of Massachusetts, Warren something. And then, of course, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, two senators. And then you had Deval Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts. He comes in, and black folks have resoundingly said, we don't want no more black people. Because let me tell you, if they complained enough, the Democrats would be paying attention. Democrats pay attention to the squeaky wheel, and the squeaky wheel are black folks. But the Democrats have ignored them. Why? Because black folks have ignored them. These racist black people. And now here's what's funny. Buttigieg went from 0 to 2%. The media and the narrative is now, well, listen, black people are now becoming much more accepting of the LGBT. If indeed Buttigieg has 2% of the black vote, he's got 2% more of it than Cory Booker has, than Kamala Harris had, than that other Negro had, and then Deval Patrick will ever get. 2%. But I don't care that what the story is. The story is Booker's complaining that he can't get the black vote. He can't get any vote. The Democrats are racist. Kamala Harris pulled the race card. She says America is not ready for a black woman of color president. We're not voting on her. It is our own people that are not ready for what? What did I say? A black or a woman of color female president. So we got two disgruntled black folks, and who are they blaming? Is it you? Is it your fault conservatives listen to the Kevin Jackson Show? Are you the reason Cory Booker didn't get any traction? Are you the reason Kamala Harris didn't get any traction? Are you the reason Deval Patrick will never even be mentioned because he's a no-show? And that other black dude? Yeah, that's what you could call him because you don't ever need to remember his name. He's that other black dude that ran. Is it your fault? Yeah, just as it is not your fault that you don't create drive-bys in the black community, that you are not raping and mugging and committing the 95% of black-on-black crime that's out there, it's not your fault about this either. It's the fault of the Democrats. Black racists in the Democratic Party, right? They're so racist that they don't even support their own people. That should tell you what you need to know about the quality of black folks there. But here's the other dirty little secret. For those of you wondering, they don't support the white folks either. Why do you think we're out there working hard, putting the word out in the black community about all these knuckleheads that are out, these knuckleheads of that are claiming racism of Trump and all this? Why are we educating these people and saying, you better wake up? That's why. We are educating folks. The Democrats had all the diversity they could muster in this election cycle. Four black folks, a Latino, an Asian. I don't know what Tulsi Gabbard is, but she doesn't claim to be white. They had women. They got LGBTQ. And you know who's been the leader of the pack across the board? It has been old, white, rich people. And the ones that weren't rich like Joe Biden, they were enriching family members. That's who's been the leaders. They got them all. There's hardly an ethnicity they don't have outside of Guatemalan midgets. And if they had a Guatemalan midget, he wouldn't get elected either. Democrats complaining about diversity. I want to continue on this for a little bit because I think we need to drive home the point that these Democrats are cheating themselves, disingenuous to themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to get back to the black Democrats here in a bit, but I want to interrupt that part of the program and talk about this Democrat who says she's going to sue Donald Trump if he wins again in 2020. Representative Karen Bass spoke on the impeachment of Trump, and here's what she had to say.
If the American people reelect him, what does that say to you about the American people?
Well, you know, I guess I am ultimately an optimist, and I believe that the 2020 election, assuming we can stop him from trying to cheat, is in our hands. And so I think it's our responsibility to turn people out. And I feel very positive about that, because ever since he's been elected, you know, we have won thousands of races around the country. If we didn't impeach him, that also creates a tremendous amount of rage amongst people, like in our city, for example, of Los Angeles. But it's really not about the election. It's really about the fact that he has committed a crime, he has abused his power, and he has consistently obstructed Congress from anything. He doesn't even want people who don't work for him anymore to speak to Congress.
There's no such thing, really, as double jeopardy in an impeachment trial because it's political.
Exactly.
Suppose he gets reelected, but you're right, and you win back the Senate in a big way. If you did that, would you be inclined to take a second bite of the apple and reintroduce the exact same impeachment articles and then send it through again a second time if you have a Democratic Senate on your side?
So, you know, yes, but I don't think it would be exactly the same. And here's why. Because even though we're impeaching him, you know, now, there's still a number of court cases. There's a ton of information that could come forward. For example, we could get his bank records and find out that he's owned 100% by the Russians. So you are absolutely right in your scenario, but the only thing I would say slightly different is that it might not be the same articles of impeachment, because the odds are we'd have a ton more information. And then the odds of that, sadly enough, is that, you know, he probably has other examples of criminal behavior.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So the witch hunt will continue, according to Representative Karen Bass. He gets reelected. There'll be more stuff. We will continue to dig. Stop him from cheating. They won thousands of races. If we didn't impeach him, you know, then it would be, I guess it's not vindication for them. They may have won thousands of races during the midterms. Let me tell you something, folks. Thousands of races will go back in the direction of the Republicans because of what the Democrats have done. Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. There's a meme that's been circulating about these articles of impeachment. And here's what it says. There are two resolutions. Impeach because Democrats lost to Trump in 2016. That's resolution number one. Resolution number two, impeach because Democrats can't win against Trump in 2020. That's what this is about. This, I got to tell you, and I'm going to warn you up front, there's nothing new in this segment. There's nothing new. I'm going to tell you right now. But there is a recap. It is a recap of the Democrats who day one, from the time Donald Trump became president-elect, said, we need to impeach him. The minute he becomes president, let's start working on impeaching him. And the reason for that was very simple. There was nothing Trump had done. There were rumors of Russian interference, which have subsequently been debunked, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats, from the moment Trump won, said, we want him out. Now, I want you to understand the thinking there. Doesn't matter whether he's done anything wrong. Doesn't matter whether we don't know how he's going to perform. We want him out. Period. End of story. That is the narrative. The very people who in the Senate will vote on whether or not, I'm talking about Democrats, on whether or not this man should be impeached, have already gone on record to say no matter what he does, we will impeach. I want you to understand, if you impanel the jury and they had the kind of evidence, the kind of comments and statements that they've made about the prospective defendant, they would be kicked off the jury. They couldn't serve. But the very people that have been saying all along, on the whether it's the House side or the Senate side, have been the people presiding over Trump's guilt or innocence. They have run a kangaroo court that essentially says, we don't care what witnesses you bring. We're not calling any witnesses that would essentially disrupt our narrative. We're not calling anybody to let this man defend themselves. All of the legal system that would afford President Trump a defense has been wiped out because of the kangaroo court. And even if he wins again, the Democrats have already said, we don't care. We will impeach him again. We'll find something. The bar is so low, he can't do his job. We'll impeach. Now, I want you to understand how a few things could have influenced this whole thing. I want you to imagine a Senate controlled by the Democrats. Now, you watch what happened with the House that was controlled by the Democrats. The Senate needs a 2/3 majority to not only impeach the president, but to get rid of him. So the best they could hope for is censure, even if they controlled it. But I want you to understand, with the Senate in Democrat hands, you wouldn't be interviewing Biden. You couldn't interview Schiff. You couldn't get to the bottom of it. And let's be honest, Democrats don't want to get to the bottom of it. Getting to the bottom of it means the Democrats end up in a world of trouble. They cannot get to the bottom of it. That's where they stand. They have to protect the lie. Now, the good news is that's gone. It's not going to happen. You can no longer protect the lie. Too many people have invested in this. Anyway, I read this article. They've made it official. They're going to vote on two articles of impeachment. But as history-making announcement goes, the announcement was extra weird. The decision was expected, yet the way it unfolded was strange. Speaker Nancy Pelosi obviously put an order requiring her team to adopt the sackcloth and ashes pose for the camera as if they were attending a funeral. No high fives, back slapping, or smiles today. Gotta pretend we're not enjoying this. The act didn't fool anybody. The rabid Democrat base is certainly cheering the moment, and President Trump's supporters won't be tricked by phony long faces. In fact, the decision is a huge milestone in the long resistance to Trump, and pretending otherwise is silly. But the politics of the conjured impeachment requires a continual selling job, and conveying a sense of dutiful reluctance is part of Pelosi's con. The contents of the announcement were also odd, startling with the rushed path to the finish line. A committee vote this week, a full vote maybe next week, then off for Christmas vacations. Anybody expecting a full and deliberate debate on the issue of such national importance hasn't been paying attention. This is a one-party show done for political purposes. No reason or time for debate. But it backfired.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is hosting a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw, Michigan. The Vice President addresses the House debating articles of impeachment against the President.
You know, it's great to be with so many friends today and to be out of Washington, D.C. I mean, truthfully, friends, what's happening on Capitol Hill today is a disgrace. From the first day of this administration, Democrats in Washington have been trying to overturn the results of the last election. And they're back at it again today with their partisan impeachment. You know, the truth is, they're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president.
Department of Justice watchdog Michael Horowitz is testifying in the Senate regarding FISA warrants and the Russia probe. Horowitz saying there were significant inaccuracies in the FBI investigation against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was talking about these various minority candidates, specifically the black candidates, that are getting no love from these racist Democrats. Racist, sexist Democrats. The only woman who's now really making a dent is Elizabeth Warren. And she was shoehorned in, and I'm going to make you a bet it ain't going to be Elizabeth Warren who gets the nomination. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yep. I started out segment one asking, Holy Mother of Aunt Jemima, when did the Democrat black people become so racist? Let me see. That would be the entire time they've been black Democrats, because there should be no black Democrats. You have to suffer from Stockholm Syndrome to vote for a party that used to lynch your people. Tulsi Gabbard, my producers tell me, is Hindi and Samoan. She's 38 years old, the second youngest candidate. The Democrats have youth. We didn't even talk about youth. Buttigieg is the only younger candidate. He's 37 years old. Gabbard is 38. Served in the armed forces, Hindi and Samoan, a female. She got no love. But let's talk about some of these black folks. Did you even know that Patrick Duvall was announced? He announced in November of this year. He reversed the decision where he said he was going to stay out. Have you noticed how many Democrats have reversed their decisions that they were going to stay out, but suddenly they're running again? We're even hearing a rumor Hillary Clinton may reverse her decision. Bloomberg reversed his decision to stay out. Duvall began his public service in 1994. He was the U.S. Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Clinton era. Yeah. Then, after he left the Department of Justice, he had several jobs in the private sector, but he became the first black governor of Massachusetts in 2006. He got reelected in 2010. Then he left politics, said he was going to stay out. But now he's back, and he's back, and he's black, and he ain't getting no love from the colored folks. What's up with that? Won't touch him. I'm just asking, Democrats. I'm asking for a friend, Democrats. Why don't y'all vote for your minorities? Why don't you vote for your youngsters? Why don't you vote for your Asians? Why don't you vote for your Samoan Hindis? Speaking of Hindi, I was with Ambassador Nikki Haley the other day. What an extraordinary woman. I told her, I said, hey, listen. I'm not much into politics in the big way, but if you wanted me to serve in your administration, I would be happy to do it. President Haley. She looked at me. She chuckled. I said, you will be the first female president in America. She believed me. I can tell. I read people. She knew I was genuine. You know what she said right after that? She called over her assistant. She says, please give him a card. That's what she said. I'm not lying. Anyway, Deval Patrick ain't getting any love. How many people think Deval Patrick will be the nominee for, for the Democrats? How many? Raise your hands. Call a Democrat. Ask them if they even know he's in the race. Where's Maxine Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee when the Negro needs them, huh? I told you guys there was a guy's name is Wayne Messam. He dropped out in November of this year. He held as long as he could. The child of Jamaican immigrants, first generation American, first black mayor of Miramar, Florida. You know where Miramar is? I went to the danger zone. Yeah, it's where they do a Top Gun school. Miramar. His campaign held progressive views on guns, immigration, and the environment, part of a group that sued the state of Florida in 2018 over a law that restricted his ability to create municipal gun regulations after he wanted a new amphitheater in the city to be a gun-free venue. Messam said, after losing the nomination, dropping out, my state of Florida will be ground zero, and I intend to be a factor to mobilize our state for the Democratic Party nominee. Dude comes from Jamaica to America and wants Democrats to be in charge. Jamaicans are embarrassed about him because most Jamaicans I know, they are not Democrats. So I mentioned, you got all these black folks, you got Samoans, you got Asians, you got a Jewish dude, maybe more than one Jew. And you got all these other people. You got a Latino dude. They ain't getting traction. Cory Booker's mad. He's saying, we can't qualify for the debates. And they won't let us in. What's up with that? So he's whining. He's whining, he says, on behalf of him and Julian, Castro, what's his name? Julian the Mexican. He's whining on behalf of them, of Julian, and himself. Why would you even bring Julian in? Julian can take care of himself. You want to know why? Because Corey needs a friend. He needs a friend to go to the bathroom with him. Will you go to the bathroom with me, Julian? Come on, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You want to go, Julian? Okay, Corey, let's go. Gotta have a friend. If Cory Booker should just say, look, I don't care. I know I'm not polling and all that, but it doesn't look good for the Democratic Party to not have somebody of color on stage. Having rich white people does not look good. And you go, it's unintended consequences. Such is the life of a Democrat. Unintended consequences that don't benefit people, right? Now, Cory, unintended consequences. But Buttigieg is making a surge. Maybe he picked up the votes when Kamala Harris left, because Buttigieg went from 0 to 2% support. Oh, no, they say he's at 1% support. Or is Cory Booker at 1%? Yeah, Cory Booker's at 1% support from blacks, and Buttigieg is at 2% support of blacks. So maybe the LGBT blacks have finally jumped on board with Buttigieg. What do black leftists like about old white racist Democrats? Does that just make you ask that question? They say, while Joe Biden only gets 21% from white voters, he's supposedly at 51% among blacks. Now, I'd love for the tolerant and inclusive Democrats to explain to me their lack of support for their light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects. Before Kamala Harris dropped out, she complained that America wasn't ready for a woman of color who's to be president. Now, she didn't include Asians, she didn't include Latinos, Pacific Islanders, and so on, but I'm pretty sure she meant black women of color. So not only are Democrats racist, they're selectively sexist. Or perhaps Democrats have just learned their lessons? What Harris confessed displayed Democrats' condemnation of both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton after the worst presidency in history and the worst potential president in history. Democrats had seen enough. So Harris said what Democrats think, that Democrats will not be stupid enough to vote for another woman or another black. And who could blame them? So here's a thought experiment. What if Republicans had the choices of president the Democrats have? Four blacks, four women, one Latino, an Asian, an LGBT, and one Samoan. What would the media be reporting about us? If things hold, racist, sexist Democrats will select a creepy, feeble, old, white, racist with a crackhead son above all the other candidates. I'm talking candidates who have youth. I'm talking candidates who have business experience. I'm talking candidates who are billionaires and know how to run businesses. I'm talking candidates who have served in the military. I'm talking candidates who are Asian, who are Latino, who are, I've already said women, right? Black folks and so on. And they want a man who can't remember where he goes to campaign and who helped his crackhead son continue his habit. He helped his crackhead son go out and get prostitutes pregnant, get call girls pregnant, marry and divorce his brother's wife, and on and on. This is who the Democrats want to be the president of the United States. And black folks are right there with them. I love this discussion, see, because if you're having this discussion, if I was debating with black folks, I'd say, look, it's really funny to me how you guys talk about all the oppression that you're it's at your fingertips, and you had four black candidates and you passed over all four of them. Now, I know why, but I'd love for somebody to really stand up with some guts and say why you passed over four black candidates, because I'm going to give it to you in two words. Barack Obama. That's why you don't want any more black candidates, because you watch baby black Jesus squander everything that he was supposed to do. You know who's doing the bidding for black folks? And the reason why many of you sit silent in this audience, it's because Donald Trump is doing the job that Barack Obama didn't do. And if you want an answer as to why black folks are rejecting their own black candidates, it is because the first black president has been elected, and his name is Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mean, I think this morning Comey admitted he was wrong. Sometimes, Maria, it's better late than never, and sometimes it's just too damn late. And in this case, Comey is about 2 years too late. We could have used his objectivity. We could have used him as a head of the FBI helping Republicans figure out what was happening with FISA instead of thwarting us and obstructing us. So he said it was a policy and procedure issue. It's not, Maria. They've always been policies against manufacturing evidence and withholding extortion. exculpatory evidence, that's not new. Those aren't new policies. This is a personnel issue. It's the wrong people in the wrong positions of power. That's not going to be fixed with a new policy or procedure. It's going to be fixed by replacing the people who did what they did in 2016.
Clean house. That's what Trey Gowdy is saying. Get rid of these swamp rats, these deep state swamp rats. We've been talking about them for a while, and Gowdy's 100% right. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We've documented how the Democrats have backed themselves into a corner. They now have the IG report that says all these things were done. There were 17 gross infractions over a period of 9 months. That's a procedural error that never should occur within the FBI. I played a clip of what Richard Jewell said when he got targeted that could easily, it could be Donald Trump doing the same mea culpa. The only difference is Jewell didn't have the ability to fight like Donald Trump. He didn't have the billions of dollars and the notoriety and the bully pulpit of the presidency. So he had to take it. And luckily, I don't know the details of that. Somehow he got exonerated, and rightfully so, because he didn't do it. And it makes you want to go back and look at every case that the FBI and the Department of Justice has looked at, particularly under Obama. People like Dinesh D'Souza, who get railroaded, and in Rosie O'Donnell, who does a far more egregious act than D'Souza, and she gets no prison time. D'Souza goes to prison. He's a felon over this nonsense. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Impeachment hoax. People that don't even... I want to play this. Get that clip ready for Maxine Waters. I want you to listen to Maxine Waters admit she knows no facts, but she gives you facts. Okay? Check this out if you want to understand Democrats' derangement.
Because I believe, even though I don't have the facts to prove it, I believe that Putin wanted to lift the sanctions. He's always wanted to lift these sanctions that were placed on him because of his interfering with an incursion into Crimea. And so I believe that they wanted to elect President Trump. And Trump, I believe, agreed, I will always believe this, that he agreed that if he got elected, he would lift those sanctions. He would like to do it. He's not been able to do it. But when they talk about we just are making things up and he talks about this as a witch hunt, there are too many facts. This president will not condemn Putin for hacking into the Democratic National Committee, will not condemn him for hacking into our election system. These are facts. 17 of our intelligence agencies have said this. Are these patriots or not? I mean, what do they think about our democracy being undermined by the President of the United States of America? If they want to say we just don't like him, they don't really care about what happens to this democracy, don't have an appreciation for the Constitution. And the fact that the Constitution gives us the responsibility to impeach when we see this president or any president who is not good for the country, who's undermining our country, who's putting us in danger, who's aligning himself with a foreign country to interfere in our election. Those are facts.
That's what it sounds. That's what monkey sounds like. That's what a congressional black circus clown sounds like right there is Maxine Waters. If monkeys could talk, that's how they would sound. They would make those kinds of comments. By the way, if you happen to be friends with monkeys or know of monkeys visiting them at the zoo, please extend my apologies to them for comparing them to Maxine Waters. Yeah. I want you to understand. Here's what she says. I believe even though I don't have the facts to prove it. That was what she started with. I don't have the facts, but I believe that Putin wanted Donald Trump to lift those sanctions. I don't have the facts. But this is what I believe. She says, Trump agreed. I don't have the facts, but Trump agreed. So she's telling you, oh, I don't know what he thought. I don't know what he supposedly wanted, but he agreed. So you're supposed to believe it because she said it. Then she goes on to say he would like to do it, but here's the critical piece. He hasn't been able to do it. So let me ask you this. Trump is a guy that gets things done. If he wanted to lift the sanctions for Russia, do you think he would have done it? I'm using common sense here, folks. I know it's a superpower. Maxine Waters has given you facts. Putin wanted, said that he and Trump agreed that if he got elected, the sanctions would be lifted. That's what Putin wanted. That's what Trump wanted. But it didn't happen. But she believed that he wanted it to happen. And that's why he colluded with the Russians, though everything that they did, every piece of evidence that they tried to pull against Donald Trump, they tried to pull a Richard Jewell on Donald Trump, and they got nothing. Zilch, zip, buckus. Yeah, I get the word out. She says, but he claims that we're making things up. We're making things up. There are too many facts. And here was her next series of facts. Okay? Trump will not condemn Putin and Russia for hacking the DNC. Now, let's just stop there for just a second. The DNC claimed it was hacked by the Russians. They then said, the FBI says, well, yeah, let us take a look. I mean, this is Comey's FBI. This is the FBI run by James Comey that they know has dyed in the wool for the Democrats. And you know what? They didn't even trust him. So they said, no, it's okay. We don't need you to look at our server. We are not going to turn our servers over. So instead, they turned their they had so much faith in the FBI, they turned their servers over to a third party, and that third party was friends with the Clintons. That's what they turned it over to. And the FBI then said, okay, well, we'll take this independent, finger quotes, report, and we will report on it. So when Comey was pressed, did you look at the server? Did you look at the data? Nope. And here's what's funny about the report that they got. The service that was supposed to be done, those people didn't do any of the things that true forensic, you know, people that look into this stuff, forensic data analysis people would have looked at. So we get this whitewash. But Maxine Waters says that Donald Trump doesn't want to condemn Russia for having hacked the DNC servers. Well, let me tell you why. Because he doesn't know that they did it. That's why. The DNC is going, the only way they could get this data is if somebody hacked this. They know they weren't hacked. They know they weren't hacked. They weren't hacked by the Russians. They were feeding these stories because they thought all of this would sink Donald Trump, knowing what they themselves were doing. So those are the facts. And then I love her next fact. She said 17 intelligence agencies have said what she's saying. Now, that's subsequently been debunked because, as I said, none of them have a chain of evidence. None of them have looked at the DNC server. They know as much about it as the next cab driver you get in the car with. That's how much these intelligence agencies know. And oh, by the way, these intelligence agency experts that she's talking about are the very same deep state swamp rats that tried to get Donald Trump kicked out of office. So she's saying he doesn't want to trust the people that are trying to get him kicked out of office, the kind of people that have showed gross incompetence per IG Horowitz. The FBI run by Comey that nobody has faith in. But she's saying, Donald, she's got all these facts. See, this is what I love about the Democrats. They tell you what they're about. Maxine Waters has no facts, so she claims to have facts. And everything that Maxine Waters says contradicts exactly what happened. You don't have to be, look, I hate to play super sleuth here for you. You don't have to be, have powers. You don't have to be the brightest bulb in the box to understand what these butt clowns are about. I call them what they are. I'm not even trying to be funny. Look, if I didn't have terrestrial radio stations, you would really love to get inside of my head. Maybe we will just go to podcast at some point. Because I'm telling you what, I wouldn't hold back on them. I would really let go. And, you know, my brother, I'm glad he held up to his end of the bargain. He doesn't curse anymore, but I curse. I will curse at a Democrat in a second. Because if you think lying skank was bad and that's what got me fired from Fox, boy, you better hope, the Democrats better hope I don't get a podcast. Because I'm gonna go jungle on their butts. Nothing but clowns.
This is a
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.